With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris formally introduces her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
At a boisterous Philadelphia rally, Harris said Walz will be a vice president America deserves.
A leader who will help unite our nation and move us forward.
The 60-year-old governor took jabs at the Republican ticket, calling Trump and Vance creepy and weird, and he welcomed the challenge of running for the White House with Harris.
I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket.
The crowd roared with approval when Harris mentioned abortion and LGBT rights as a part of her freedom agenda. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP reaction to the choice was quite different. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida says the Democratic ticket of Harris and Walz is not the answer for the country.
We do not need an America that represents the failed policies of San Francisco or the failed policies of Minneapolis. We do not need to see poop on the street and cities burning down. That is not a prescription for America.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans are kicking off an investigation into Kamala Harris's handling of the southern border. Committee Chair James Comer said the committee wants to understand Harris's role in what he called the worst border crisis in American history. The U.S. is sending Navy fighter jets to help protect Israel.
The fighter jets and a Hawkeye surveillance aircraft arrived on Monday. A squadron of Air Force F-22 fighter jets is also on the way. In recent weeks, Iranian-backed Iraqi militias have resumed launching attacks on bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria after a lull of several months. A strike on a base in Jordan in late January killed three American soldiers and prompted a series of retaliatory U.S. strikes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a religious organization, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man's use of the women's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym is prompting protest and calls for an investigation. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the guy joined the gym late last month, and now protesters are calling for a boycott and an investigation by the state's Republican Attorney General. Lifetime Gym says the man provided a driver's license that listed him as female. A spokesman for the gym says they don't discriminate. This is SRN News. A French museum is hit by a ransomware attack. Correspondent Charles Deladesma reports.
The Paris prosecutor's office says a ransomware attack has targeted the central data systems of the Grand Palais and other locations, some of which are hosting events for the Summer Olympics. The attack detected on Sunday hit data systems used by around 40 museums across France. Despite the breach, Paris authorities say there has been no disruption to the Olympic events so far. The Grand Palais is hosting fencing and taekwondo competitions, while the Chateau de Versailles, also part of the network, is the venue for equestrian sport and modern pentathlon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Frontier Airlines pilots arrested before his flight takes off. Houston police arrested Seymour Walker on an assault family violence warrant on August 1st at George Bush International Airport. More details at srnnews.com.